We used to have a lot of deer around our area, but it's grown up so much in a city now, really. I don't remember very well when there were deer around, but they tell me.
Did you used to live in the country, or your
When I was very small, it was country, but I don't remember. It's all development, but not like this, this kind of development. It's really city development, you know, little tiny lots, half acre, quarter acre lots, and duplexes. Yeah, so there used to be a lot of open land, but everybody sold out.
That's the way it's getting everywhere.
I know. That's half the reason we wanted to do this, is there aren't many people who've grown up on a farm anymore, you know, most of their lives. I don't know. I think it's probably a whole lot different to grow up on a farm.
Yes, I know it is.
Even now, I don't know.
But farm life now is a lot different to what it was when we grew up.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot bigger.
They have a lot more where they really farm, and they'll have equipment to do it, machinery, and can do a lot more with one person can.
It's like a big business. I was wondering, when you were growing up, most people were farmers. I mean, everybody did their own
most
farming.
Most people did, yes. They didn't have people much to help, and didn't have any kind of machinery.
Did all the work by hand.
Yeah.
The other thing I was wondering is, you were saying there weren't many doctors around. Were there any other kinds of professional people, like lawyers, ever?
Yes, they had lawyers.
And I guess the doctors played dentists too, did dentist job. Or were there separate?
As far back as I can remember, I didn't know anything about dentists and doctors, or sometimes the just other people, you know, they'd have tooth pullers, they'd call it.
Straight to the door. I hate that.
It'd pull your teeth. Didn't have anything to kill the pain either.
I guess not. You were telling me about the churches, how you used to go like to a different church each Sunday. Where did the preachers live at the church? Was the church part their house? And where did they live?
They just had to live in a house like other people did. They didn't have any parsonage then.
I wondered, that's what I was thinking. And the school teachers too. I was wondering if they were people from the neighborhood. And
usually.
Just had a house of their own?
Lots of them, if they got too far home, they just board with somebody close to the school.
Board with some other family.
Did they pay board, or did they just...
Yes,
yeah,
they did. It wasn't very much. Couldn't afford to the kind of pay they got.
It was that bad. My teachers are always underpaid. I also wanted to know how people went about building public houses, like buildings like schools. How did a school get built?
The people in the community just
came
gave their word.
Just contributed, and everybody. It wasn't like they taxed, and then somebody built it that way. Did they collect taxes? Did the counties collect taxes?
Yeah.
They didn't build schoolhouses. The folks in the settlement had to build it.
Didn't pay tax on school buildings then, did they?
No, they don't pay a tax on them yet, no, I reckon.
Well, no, I reckon.
I just wondered. I was thinking about you were telling me about stoves and heating before, and you said most people heated with fireplaces,
yeah,
right? But some people had stoves.